Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I am Eric Garthy, and we are in class with Ruth, Lessons on Lasting Relationships. In this session, we'll be looking at Ruth chapter 4, verses 1 to 22, a heritage builder. There is a direct link between the values we possess and the heritage we leave. And for a heritage builder to be successful, there must be four commitments. First, a commitment to love regardless of circumstances. Look at verse 1 of Ruth chapter 4. Now Boaz went up to the gate and sat down there, and behold, the close relative of whom Boaz had spoken came by. So Boaz said, "Come aside, friend, sit down here." And so he came aside and sat down. And he took 10 men of the elders of the city and said, "Sit down there." So they sat down. Then he said to the close relative, "Naomi, who has come back from the country of Moab, sold the piece of land which belonged to our brother Elimelech. And I thought to inform you, saying, buy it back in the presence of the inhabitants and the elders of my people. If you will redeem it, redeem it. But if you will not redeem it, then tell me that I may know. For there is no one but you to redeem it, and I am next after you." And he said, "I will redeem it." And then Boaz said, "On the day you buy the field from the hand of Naomi, you must also buy it from Ruth, the Moabitess, the wife of the dead, to perpetuate the name of the dead through his inheritance." And the close relative said, "I cannot redeem it for myself, lest I ruin my own inheritance. You redeem my right of redemption for yourself, for I cannot redeem it." Now this was the custom of foreign times in Israel concerning redeeming and exchanging, to confirm anything. One man took off his sandal and gave it to the other, and this was a confirmation in Israel. Therefore the close relative said to Boaz, "Buy it for yourself." So he took off his sandal, and Boaz said to the elders and all the people, "You are witnesses this day that I have bought all that was Elimelech's and all that was Chilion's and Mahlon's from the hand of Naomi. Moreover, Ruth, the Moabitess, the widow of Mahlon, I have acquired as my wife to perpetuate the name of the dead through his inheritance, that the name of the dead may not be cut off from among his brethren and from his position at the gate. You are witnesses this day." We live in a throwaway world. Once something or someone grows too familiar, we tend to discard. We search for someone or something new to excite us. The truth is this: beauty fades, waistlines expand, hair changes color, and health diminishes. And yet love says, "I will love you regardless." Regardless of the past we lived. Despite her character, Ruth had a past. She was a foreigner who worshipped strange gods in strange ways. But she gave her life to God and got a fresh start. Regardless of the people we meet, we are affected by people who come into our lives. And they kind of fall into categories. Those who ignore us, those who hurt us, those who hinder us, and those who help us. Some enter adulthood with scars caused by others, while others live with the pain of their own adult failures. But love doesn't reject someone because of the pain inflicted by someone else. And then regardless of the problems we face, what problems do we face in relationships? Well, communication you will be misunderstood. In expectation, you will disappoint each other. Financially, you may struggle to pay the bills. And morally, you will stumble and make mistakes. And then in health, eventually life fades and you will die. Ruth Graham Bell told of a visit to her elderly parents. When she arrived, Dr. Bell was kneeling by the bed as he tried to put stockings on his ailing wife. Naturally, Ruth moved to assist, but he said to his daughter, "The greatest honor of my life is caring for your mother." That is a heritage builder. Second, to be a heritage builder, it's necessary to have a commitment to walk with God personally. Verse 11, "And all the people who were at the gate and the elders said, 'We are witnesses. The Lord make the woman who is coming to your house like Rachel and Leah, the two who built the house of Israel. And may you prosper in Ephrathah and be famous in Bethlehem. May your house be like the house of Perez, whom Tamar bore to Judah, because of the offspring which the Lord will give you from this young woman.'" Notice that those who blessed Boaz focused on God. He had a reputation of faith that was evident to all that knew him. If you study his life closely, you can see that Boaz followed the pattern of faith Moses commanded in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 through 9. He confessed God boldly, verses 4 through 6. "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. And these words which I command you today shall be in your heart." He taught his family regularly, verse 7. "You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up." And he lived his faith openly. Verses 8 and 9. "You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates." Boaz passed on the pattern of his life. And this will be true for each of us, whether for good or bad. In Genesis, we read that Abraham lied about Sarah's status as his wife in order to save his own skin. In Genesis chapter 12, verses 11 and 19, and in Genesis 20, verse 2, "Should it be a surprise that Isaac, Abraham's son, lied about his wife, Rebekah?" In Genesis 26, verse 7. And then third, there needs to be a commitment to encourage others in spiritual growth if you're going to be a heritage builder. Verse 13. "So Boaz took Ruth and she became his wife. And when he went into her, the Lord gave her conception and she bore a son." Love desires to bring out the best in others. We can see in this story of the rise of Ruth, but God used Boaz to do it. Notice the progression of change in Ruth's status. She came to Bethlehem as a foreigner. She labored as the maidservant. She became Boaz's wife. The story of the relationship between Barnabas and Paul is a good example for us. After his conversion, everyone questioned Paul's sincerity. Everyone, except Barnabas. He reached out to him and sought to build him up. He saw in the new convert what others missed. The heritage that Barnabas left to the church was Paul the apostle. Praise God for encouragers. And then fourth, a commitment to, if you're going to be a heritage builder, what's needed is a commitment to restore those who stumble into sin. Verse 14. Then the women said to Naomi, "Blessed be the Lord, who has not left you this day without a close relative. And may his name be famous in Israel. And may he be to you a restorer of life and a nourisher of your old age. For your daughter-in-law, who loves you, who is better to you than seven sons, has borne him." And then Naomi took the child and laid him on her bosom and became a nurse to him. Also, the neighbor women gave him a name, saying, "There is a son born to Naomi." And they called his name Obed. He is the father of Jesse, the father of David. Now this is the genealogy of Perez. Perez begot Hezron. Hezron begot Ram. And Ram begot Amminadab. And Amminadab begot Nahshon. And Nahshon begot Salmon. Salmon begot Boaz. And Boaz begot Obed. Obed begot Jesse. And Jesse begot David. Here is the record of Naomi's restoration. In order to appreciate where she is in this passage, we have to remember all the heartache that led her to call herself Mara, the bitter one. She was empty, but became full again. She was bitter, but became pleasant again. Although Naomi stumbled, Ruth helped to restore her faith. You and your loved ones will stumble, sin, and disappoint each other. The question is, have you made a commitment to restore them when it happens? This commitment makes four statements. I will hold you accountable. I will forgive you. I will guard your name. I will restore you. And let me just give you a side note to the story. Verses 14 and 15 of this session's text indicate that a newborn baby was Naomi's redeemer. Why is that interesting? In a later generation, a child would be born from that lineage, a heritage that will become a redeemer for all believers, Jesus. Have you received the spiritual heritage of a personal relationship with Jesus Christ? Are you building a godly heritage to pass on? Do you have relationships that last? You answer those questions as we conclude this love story of Boaz and Ruth. And you have a great day.